Collaborative businesses are on the rise, and this is the Collaborative Business Podcast, a podcast that will help you find answers and provides useful insights to the best ways of working together in partnerships, alliances, and many other kind of business-to-business collaboration. Here's your host, Peter Simoons.
Welcome to episode 32 of the Collaborative Business Podcast. My name is Peter Simoons, and I'm your host, and my guest today is Manoj Kumar. Manoj, welcome to the conversation.
Thank you, Peter.
Manoj, before we start, why don't you introduce yourself to the listeners?
Okay. Hi, I'm Manoj. I don't know who am I, but I'm a human being with name Manoj, a family man with a lot of aspirations from life, wanting to live with happiness and success. Career is one part of my life where I am supposed to make things happen. So in last assignment, I was VP marketing with Nolarity. And in the current assignment, I am chief operating officer for MGH World. Both are technology company, product technology companies.
Okay, and what part of the world are you in, Manoj?
I'm in Delhi.
In Delhi, okay.
Yeah.
So, and we probably move into that later on in our conversation. So far, I've seen predominantly Western and American experiences with alliances, and it would be very interesting to see if your experiences are different, or that the local flavor of doing alliances might be different than our local flavor. So, but we'll get to that later on in the conversation. But before we do, let's have a look at the topic strategic alliance. What is for you a strategic alliance?
Okay. So if I say strategic alliance, it would be between two companies. So the basic purpose for making a strategic alliance for any company is going to be some kind of like customer acquisition at a lower rate, customer acquisition and bulk volume, kind of customer net acquisition in a close network. For example, I'm from a product company, so there is a set of target audience for the product company. There are many other players, technology company or some other companies, who are providing several other type of services to the same set of companies. So in order to reach to those market, we can have a tie up with these companies where the product are complementary for the target audiences. So the cost is lowered, effort is lowered, and the benefit are maximum. So it's going to be long-term activity, but still it is a fruitful activity that need to be taken by any organization.
Okay, so you mentioned a couple of important elements, I think. So it's long-term, and you're trying to accomplish something that is easier to do together than when you do it alone.
Yeah, something that is easier to do, which otherwise is not possible. For example, I will give one example of my last assignment at Nolarity. In Nolarity, we used to provide customized telephony solutions, voice solution to enterprise customers. But as a startup company, it was very difficult to penetrate those enterprise segment. So what we did, we made a tie-up with a particular company who was also providing this CRM solution to several enterprise customers. And through that company, we were able to penetrate many enterprise companies, and then a network effect happened. For example, I will give a very specific example. While working through a gold partner of Salesforce in India, they have introduced us to a company that was a marketing company where our solution was needed. Why they were able to introduce us to that company? Because for that Salesforce gold partner, it was an opportunity to add more value rather than doing customization for that customization for Salesforce CRM, right?
Mm-hmm.
So by making alliance with my company Nolarity, he was able to provide more value to his customer. So this was the added value for the Salesforce partner. For us, it was something like, okay, through our partner, we are going to acquire that customer. We are going to make instant connection with that decision maker who is going to listen to us, what we are supposed to provide, what is the problem that we are going to solve for the potential customer. In addition to that, since we are already having some kind of partnership with that Salesforce partner company, we are going to have internal information about the exact nature of the problem. And we are going to meet the decision maker of that company with the exact solution of that problem. So it is one-to-one dot on the target. And the chances of success in such cases are, I will say, more than for us, it was more than 80 to 90%. Every deal was closed, unless there was some problem with respect to pricing and some other thing. So here what we are doing, so basically the strategic partners, they are doing a kind of like extended sales and marketing arm for our company. This is one side, and the other side, that is for our partner, we are a company who are doing some kind of differentiator for his product in the market. So they are different types of like same kind of service provider who are providing Salesforce customization, but by having some kind of partnership with Nolarity, they were able to differentiate the offering. Salesforce customization, yes, we can do. Along with that, we are also going to provide you voice telephony. So in addition to all the information that we get from internet and social media, all the conversation that happened on telephone is going to be recorded. So you are going to have a holistic view of your organization in the same Salesforce cloud-based system. So the decision making is faster, and you can concentrate more on business with a lot of business insights. So it's a two-way interaction, I will say. And it's not only it's a two-way interaction, it is beneficial and it is sustainable only if it's two-way. A one-way interaction is not going to work in long run.
Okay, and I would even say it might even be three-way, in the sense that also you are clear painting a clear picture of the win for both companies, but also the customer is winning from this partnership you are offering them.
Yeah, definitely customers is winning, because like for any customer, basically what they want is that, okay, solve our problem. But any vendor, if I am a vendor, I am a product company, I am interacting with, for example, you are my customer, I am interacting with you. Like, customer is one thing. I will say, rather than customer, it's not between relationship between two companies. When you are interacting with a company, in a person from another company, basically, interaction is happening between two human beings, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
It can go up to the personal level that, okay, Manoj is interacting with Peter. And Peter is working for a company, they are dealing with different product and services. I am able to solve one of the problem, but in addition to that, Peter may tell me that, Manoj, look, we are also looking after XYZ things. And I also have some kind of friends or the partners who are providing same kind of thing. I can introduce my friends with Peter and say that, Peter, these are the friends I know, they are doing good jobs, you can interact with them. It's kind of referral, I will say a partnership, but again, for Peter, it will be beneficial because he'll be getting work done at economical price coming from a tested network.
My next question, I felt that it's almost redundant, but I'm still will ask it. How important is collaboration, are strategic alliances for your business?
I'll say it's very important.
Yeah.
Extremely important, because like in any market potential, the opportunity window of your product and services, it's limited, it's shrinking, it's dynamic, right? So it's not something like, because after invent of internet, now customer is king, so information base is huge. It is not something that you can hide any information, we cannot hide any information, right? And the way customers are looking after you, it has been changed, the marketing has been changed. Earlier, it used to be something like you were going to find a customer. Now, through the internet, customers are going to find you, right? Opportunity windows are limited. So in the limited time, you need to capture the customers, the customer acquisition, right? So after that time frame, you may also acquire customers, but the opportunity window will be limited and the cost of acquiring customer would be more. So it is very important to collaborate, not only to collaborate, but also to implement the strategic alliances or the collaboration in the business. For example, in our case, we received the funding and we had a mandate to expand our business, right? So to expand our business, we need to tie up with several companies who are kind of the leader, who are providing some kind of services to the same customer segment where we are targeting, right? So as I said earlier, that if you are going to the trusted source and if you have the recipe for the problems of the target segment, the chances are more than 70 to 80% that you are going to acquire that customer. So we did a homework, right? That okay, we found that okay, we are getting most traction in say a real estate segment. So we made partnership with more or less all the companies who are providing CRM solution, ticketing solution in real estate, mm-hmm. right? And we immediately got good response, I would say great response, high value of customer acquisition with minimal marketing cost, nil marketing cost. So they have become kind of brand advocate for us, our partners, right? And we were able to achieve our benefit, that is taking care of low hanging fruits in minimal period of time.
Yeah, excellent. So and in your partnerships, did you work locally in India or globally with other partners? How did you do that?
Okay, in our partnership, basically, I will say in any technology company, there are two kind of partnerships. So I have bifurcated the partnership into two parts. One is the product partnership, that okay, you have a technology product, another company is also having a technology product, SaaS-based product, right? So you are solving one problem, I am solving another problem, but for a customer, it's a problem, one problem, another problem. I have to take care of both the problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if through one system, I am able to take care of the both the problems, I'll be more than happy. I don't need to get logged on into different systems, right? So technology partners is something like we are going to make partnership with other technology company where synergy is there. For example, in our case, we can have a partnership with all the help desk company, ticketing companies, CRM companies, right? All the other enterprise customer where like business interaction happens, they want to control the communication, they want to get the communication standardized, right? This would be kind of product partnership. Marketing partnerships is something like, it's a pure marketing play, that it could be something like, we are going to market your product to our customer, you are going to market our product to your customers, right? Kind of providing awareness in the market where some kind of mutual benefit to both the partner. It could be in terms of mutual effort or it could be some kind of revenue sharing. So I call it like a marketing partnership.
Okay, understand. And
this. Okay, coming back to your question.
Yeah. Like, okay.
about the like the type of partnership. So I did a partnership with Google India, right? Also internationally, I interacted with Zendesk for the partnership, right? But initially, the scope of partnership was limited to India. So the plan was that okay, if the partnership works fine, then we can take it at the global level. So most of the partnership I did, they are from India, Indian companies with working in India. I also have made few partnership in US, but basically they are with this Indian companies only who have got operations in US.
Was there a difference for you? Did you notice a difference in working with an India focus or with also a focus that was US or other international countries?
Okay, so I'll say, obviously the difference is going to be in terms of what value ultimately we are providing to the end customers and also the expectation from the end customer. Mm-hmm. So I suppose that in case of US, the quality standards, they are pretty high, right? quality standards are high and they have kind of like set expectation, and the thing that you are doing for the problem that you are solving for the US customer, right? They are going to decide perception about you. So this is same everywhere, but the expectation from you is at a much higher level, right? So while doing alliances with, because it's a technology company, we were upgrading our technology. So we have taken care of the fact that, okay, if we are going to the US market, so we need to provide the product that is working very fine in US. So it need to pass through several QA tests, stringent QA norms to get working in US. In case of India, because like Nolati is a kind of like a voice telephony platform. So in India, it works over PSTN lines, physical lines. So technology is different. And in case of US, it works over VoIP. So VoIP is more reliable. There's some kind of problem in terms of PSTN lines. Although it's reliable, so reliability, it could be something like in case of voice, it could be 99.9%. In case of PSTN lines, it could be 99%, right? So I will say working with Indian partners, it was much easier because we were at the level that, okay, whatever your customer provides, we can provide our services at that level of satisfaction. So this was very critical in partnership. With respect to international partners, we need to modify the product as per the local taste of that partner or in the company, or in the country where we are providing that product. So I will give a specific example of Zendesk. In fact, international partnerships, it's also a way to learn a lot about your product. It's a route to upgrade your product. And learning can be great. For example, so I was talking about Zendesk that, okay, we have finalized that we are going to provide a voice solution to Zendesk in which one can raise a ticket using just a cell phone, and that ticket along with voice recording, they are going to reflect in the Zendesk login. And it was made for Indian customers. But the good part or bad part, whatever you can say, the sales director was testing this product from Manila, right? So Manila, till that time, we were providing all the solution to Indian customers. But when he was calling from Manila, he noticed that the ticketing system was not working. The integration was not working properly. So he told me that there's no question of offering this integration to our Indian customer because it is not working. And we have checked twice, thrice, many times and saw that, yeah, no, it's working. Then we realized that there could be some problem because he's calling from Manila. Then we did root cause analysis and found that, okay, in case of international numbers, the numbers are coming in 16-digit format, right? And our platform, it is capable of doing up to 14 digit. That is well enough for Indian numbers. So that is not a big deal. In just a period of, I will say, a minute or two, you can increase numbers from 14 digits to 16 digit. But it was a learning. It was a learning as a result of which we have upgraded our platform and also made several changes in the platform. Apart from that, the UI standard of Zendesk is quite good. In case of like most of the Indian customers, they are more concerned about the final thing. Okay, UI is okay, I don't care, but you need to provide the exact solution as per my expectation. Even if UI is not good, that's fine. UI is good, that's also fine. But in case of Zendesk, it was that UI is king. The product should be working, that's fine, but UI should be of great quality. So that was a great learning for us. And as a result, this thing was replicated in our standard product also. We also made a very good research and also did a great job on UI as a result of, result of failed partnership, I will say, with Zendesk, because there was some problem. There was always a problem when Zendesk guy tried to check the integration. It failed because of X, Y, Z reasons. But the failed reasons, it helps us in improving our product. So the partnership was, I will not say successful, but Zendesk, maybe because of like technology reasons, but as a result, we were benefited. Company were benefited, definitely, yeah. I can say.
An interesting aspect you are highlighting here, that you can basically learn about your own product and the use of it thanks to an international partnership and thanks to a partnership.
Yeah.
So when you look at your business and partnerships, what was for you the moment that you realized that creating partnerships was essential for your business?
Okay. So I have joined this technology company, I'm talking about Nolarity, in 2012, right? So I didn't have any technology background. So I'm an engineering graduate from IIT Kanpur, and also MBA from Henley, UK. But I did I spent most of my career in sales and as a sales and marketing professional in Indian Oil. That is that falls under oil and gas category. And then I did a startup in infrastructure sector. So it was not that technology was something that was new to me, but handling marketing and alliances for a technology company that can scale in international market, doing well in Indian market, that was a new thing for me. So I will say, I was just thinking at that time that, okay, what to do, what not to do. In fact, I just tried the conventional marketing things that, okay, you need to do paid marketing, you need to do SEO, blah, 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 a lot of different things. And the result was, I will say, not much good. It was kind of like, okay result that, okay, you are spending a lot of time in making your website good, writing good content, that is fine. Then at a certain period of time, so the investors, in fact, Sequoia Capital invested in Nolarity. They used to come to us and asking that if we need something, some kind of help from them or not. So we were looking after customers that, okay, we need to bring several customers. We have also lured, in fact, we have specifically focused down to a set of customer where we strongly think that, okay, we can sell our product because our product and services, specifically, they are specifically meant for these customers. But again, the problem was how to get it started. So it's kind of big company. Again, should I write mail to info@xyz.com? No, it will not work. I don't know where it is going. Should I write to CEO? But why is going to respond? He may be a busy man, right? And our partner, our investors, they have introduced us to more or less all the companies quickly. So one day before, it was something like how to find the right contact, should I go through the LinkedIn, blah, blah, blah. After a day, we got introduced with 50, 60 of the potential customers. And response was extremely quick. The decision making was extremely quick. The sales cycle for these referrals reduced from a typical of 4 months to 1.5 months. So it was kind of so I will say partnership or like the relationship, it's the core of any business or it's core of human life, I will say. Anybody, you are doing partnership, whether you are in school or college or in personal life, right? So partnership is something like you can reach closer towards your goal by help of the partner. You can do definitely, everybody can do everything, but the problem is that you have got limited time, and in limited time, limited resources, you need to perform to the maximum. So it's very important. We got benefited from the partnership. The investors, so they are kind of our strategic partners. We are doing well, their investment is doing well, right? So they are also going to be benefited. It's always going to be a win-win type of scenario that we are going to benefit it, our partner is going to benefit. It's very simple.
Nice.
So I realized that it is extremely important to find a partner. So again, the definition of partner may vary from industry to industry. The partner could be a mentor. The partner could be a customer. The partner can be anything. The partner, I will say, anybody who is helping you out to reach your goal. And the return for partner could not be monetary. It could be something, the partner could be your friend that, okay, I'm happy that I've helped my friend.
Yeah, you're putting the partnership in a nice broad perspective, and not just purely the business to business partnership, but any relationship that can help you further.
Right. So I'm putting partnership in the perspective of human to human relationship. So I strongly believe that partnership is not between two companies; it's between two human beings. Definitely. So the human beings are representing two different companies, right? But if the relationship between these two human beings are at a higher level, the performance of partnership is definitely going to be at a very high level for both the companies.
Yeah.
But it can't be something that, okay, both of us agree to certain points, agreement is signed, stamped, exchanged, that is fine. But if you see from the perspective of outcome or the benefit finally both the businesses got, it has to be implemented. For implementing, you need to have a strong relationship. You need to have willpower, right? So willpower, a company interest is fine, but at the same time, a fine tuning so that one can understand each other's problem.
Yeah. What would you be your recommendation for people entering into a partnership?
For the people entering in partnership, so there are, I will say, from my perspective, it's very simple that it should be for the mutual benefit of both the partners. So first, one should try to find a synergy. It can't be something like he's also providing solution to my potential customer, so let's make him a channel sales partner for me. That may work, that may not work. That is not the right way, right? So my thinking is that there should be some kind of synergy that, look, this is my proposal to you, we can do this thing together, right? And this is what that benefit will be extended to you. This is what I'm getting. Everything should be transparent. This should be number one to find the synergy. Number two, to find the right guy, right? The right guy to which you need to contact. Number three, I would say, if you don't know that guy, always try to find a close contact. Always try to find a common contact, right, for getting introduction. If you don't find any common contact, then you need to get connected with showing some kind of interest, some kind of common interest, or you may you can directly focus on the point that, okay, this is what I have for you, this is the business opportunity, let's discuss that opportunity. And in partnership, after making the partnership, you need to show early benefits. There is some kind of suspicion that whether it is going to provide business benefits or not. So implementation of partnership is extremely important, because implementation is not being done by the persons who has like created partnership. It may be done by some other persons in any organization. So one need to get benefits, and both parties should fulfill commitments so that it can be sustainable in long run. One can easily find the different type of partner who are like loyal partner, who are kind of suspicious partner, who are the partner who are going to engage relationship with your organization. So one need to have a health check for these partners. I need to frequently meet those partners just to have an informal chat that may not be related to the big business.
Interesting perspective, and thank you for these tips. I think they are very well valuable. Now, when we look at our next question, then I always ask that whether there is a business book or a book about collaboration that my guests would recommend. Is there one that you would like to recommend to the listener?
A business book. There's a book. In fact, I'm sorry, I'm not able to recall the name, but it's something like collaborative partnership for business advantage, something like, in which the author has nicely depicted different types of partnership and how to take care of those partnerships. So just to find what are the problems with respect to partnership before the like partnership breakdown, I think that could be a nice read.
Okay, well, we'll see if we can find it, and then we will link to it in the show notes. So if people want to connect with you, Manoj, where can they connect with you on the best?
They can definitely, I will love to connect with like any people like across the world. So they can connect me on my LinkedIn, right?
Yeah.
This would be the so it's my LinkedIn ID is Manoj KU. It's n.linkedin.com/pub/ManojKU. So they can connect me easily.
Okay, I will link to that in the show notes as well. That's even easier then. So, is there anything that you would like to share with the listener that we have not yet discussed?
Yes, so I will say that in case of partnership, there are many moments. Partnership is not a kind of short-term activity for any organization. So if you are not getting result in, say, a month or two or three or four, so you should not stop working on those partnership, because ultimately they are going to be activated. Ultimately, they are going to extend business benefits. Even if they are not going to extend business benefit, there is a possibility that you can find a friend while doing partnership. Like, and in every possibility, it is going to provide you rewards both professionally and personally, and also for the business businesses or organization in which you are working. So it should be kind of everlasting partnership, but it doesn't mean that you should start and finish the partnership even if other partner is not responding. If other partner is not responding, you can easily gauge whether it is he is interested or not, and you can terminate the partnership. It's up to you. But big partnership, it takes time. In my case, it took something around 7 to 8 months for each partnership to get materialized.
Well, I think that's a very nice point that you're highlighting, and you highlighted a couple of times that you look into the long term when it comes to partnerships. I can't agree more that when you're really serious about partnerships, that you look into that long term. So I would like to thank you, Manoj, for your participation in this episode of the Collaborative Business Podcast.
My pleasure, Peter. My pleasure.
Shortly after our conversation, Manoj sent me a link to the book he mentioned. It is Strategic Alliances and Marketing Partnerships: Gaining Competitive Advantage Through Collaboration and Partnering by Richard Gibbs and Andrew Humphreys. And as usual, a link to the book can be found in the show notes. They are at petersimons.com/episode32. That's it for this week. Bye for now. Until next week.
Thanks for listening to the Collaborative Business Podcast. For more insights about business collaboration, partnerships, and alliances, hop over to www.cmoons.com.